12:11 now as we shift gears and turn to food. One of our favorite topics here in the middle of the day. Joining us live now is Nikki Nellis from the list, areyouonit.com. Nikki's here to talk about seafood towers that are popping up everywhere, and we're happy about it.
I know. Seafood towers are the new sushi. Restaurants all over the city are, you know, putting out these fabulous platters filled with all sorts of crustaceans. And as we were talking about off air, there is a large sticker price to them, but they are meant to be shared, and you can divvy them up, and there's lots of good things. So let me tell you where I've been seeing them. So first and foremost, at one of the hottest restaurants in the city is Le Diplomat, and they have two platters. They have a petit plateau and the grand plateau. And, you know, the grand plateau's serves 4 to 6 people. And what I love about this one, I mean, you got your all your oysters. You know, they got bologna oysters and East and West Coast oysters and little neck clams and mussels and lobsters. But they also have uni on there and snow crab and king crab, sometimes razor clams, which are a real treat. But my favorite thing that you find on there, and this you cannot find on the other ones, is they have whelks. And there are these, like, little shellfish. They're kind of conch-like. Hey. They're delicious. So go try some of that. And of course, there's lots of dressings and they're fabulous bread to go with. A glass of wine, a platter, and you're good.
There's a lot of eating there. So don't be fooled it's going to be light fare. You're actually going to fill up.
It's very filling. So now Joe Palma, the new chef at Bourbon Steak, he just added the BSDC Shellfish Tower to the menu. It serves 4 to 8 people. And what, you know, it's got a lot. He's got East Coast oysters and West Coast oysters and clams, but he's also got hamachi crudo on there. He's got some black bass crudo on there. He's putting some interesting things, and crayfish, another thing you don't see everywhere. So if you're looking for crayfish, check out what Chef Joe is doing over at Bourbon Steak. I would be remiss not to mention Fabio Tripoli's Fiola Mare, the beautiful restaurant on the water. It is a seafood restaurant. The food there is magnificent. Their seafood tower is bar none. Yes.
And they really are seafood towers. I mean, they're served in different levels and tiers. And
yes, exactly. And Chef Tribocchi is doing over at Fiola Mare is just, it's beautiful. And he also, aside from all his pristine seafood that's on there, he also has lots of little salads. So there's this delicious uni custard that he does. You may know uni from sushi, but it's a raw fish and he whips it up into a custard. It's delicious. I had jellyfish salad the other day, which may not sound appealing to all, but it was just scrumptious. So he always has really interesting touches on his. If you're out at National Harbor, the Old Hickory Steakhouse has just put a seafood platter on their menu as well. The chef there is Kieran Patnam, and he is very passionate about seafood, and he's putting really interesting things on the plate there. And last but not least, Joe's Seafood, the restaurant that just opened here recently, they too have a seafood tower, and they call it the Whale, which I love. Go get in on the trend, have a seafood tower somewhere around the city.
And like you say, don't be scared off by the sticker price.
Yes, don't have sticker shock. It's meant to be shared. And if you do the math, which we've already discussed, I am not good at, it does wind up being reasonable.
Very good. Seafood towers, we're hungry and ready to go.
Right,
Nikki,
enjoy.
Thank you so much. Nikki Nellis from the list, areyouonit.com, and co-host of Foodie and the Beast, Sunday mornings on our sister station, 1500 AM.